south at break of day, bringing to Winchester fresh dismay, the affrighted air with a shudder bore. Like a herald in haste to the chieftain's door, the terrible grumble and rumble and roar, telling the battle was on once more, and Sheridan 20 miles away. And wider still those billows of war thundered along the horizon's bar, and louder yet into Winchester rolled the roar of that Red Sea uncontrolled, making the blood of the listener cold as he thought of the stake in that fiery fray, and Sheridan 20 miles away. But there is a road from Winchester town, a good broad highway leading down, and there through the flush of the morning light, a steed as black as the steeds of night was seen to pass, as with eagle flight, as if he knew the terrible need, he stretched away with his utmost speed. Hills rose and fell, but his heart was gay with Sheridan 15 miles away. Still sprung from those swift hoofs, thundering south the dust like smoke from the cannon's mouth, or the trail of a comet sweeping faster and faster, foreboding to traitors the doom of disaster. The heart of the steed and the heart of the master were beating like prisoners assaulting their walls, impatient to be where the battlefield called. Every nerve of the charger was strained to full play, with Sheridan only 10 miles away. Under his burning feet, the road like a narrowy alpine river flowed, and the landscape sped away behind like an ocean flying before the wind. And the steed, like a bark fed with furnace fire, swept on with his wild eyes full of fire. But lo, he is nearing his heart's desire. He is snuffing the smoke of the roaring fray with Sheridan only 5 miles away. Hooray! The first that the generals saw were the groups of stragglers, and then the retreating group. What was done? What to do? A glance told him both. And striking his spurs with a terrible oath, he dashed down the line mid a storm of hussars. And the wave of retreat checked its course there because the sight of the master compelled it to pause. With foam and with dust, the black charger was gray. By the flash of his eye and his red nostrils play, he seemed to the whole great army to say, "I have brought you Sheridan all the way from Winchester down to save the day." Hurrah! Hurrah for Sheridan! Hurrah! Hurrah for horse and man! And when their statues are placed on high, under the dome of the Union sky, the American soldier's temple of fame, there with the glorious general's name, be it said in letters both bold and bright, here is the seed that saved the day by carrying Sheridan into the fight from Winchester 20 miles away.